If you're reading this book, that means you have inherited, or are going to inherit, an author estate. All or most of the author's books, writings, and other property will belong to you. If you're like many author's heirs, you have no idea what to do with them. The author giving this inheritance to you could be a spouse, parent, sibling, child, relative, or close friend. From now on, I will refer to them as the author. You are probably close to the author, and you know that writing was important to them. You know very well how much time they spent on the writing life, usually in a room alone. They might have even told you what they were working on, and about the struggles they encountered and their successes. But probably, the writing world is still a mystery to you. Now, as you look at all the pieces of the estate they left behind, you may be feeling lost, overwhelmed, anxious, and helpless. You have been chosen to keep the author's books alive, but you may not feel that you can. You may wish you had paid more attention or asked more questions about what they were doing. It is now your responsibility to keep the author's publishing business running, keep the money flowing, and, in the case of many author estates, pay the other heirs regularly. It's a lot to handle, but not impossible. All of this was tough for the author to handle, too. Sadly, I don't know very many authors who choose to get their affairs in order while they're alive. But it is what it is, and now you are in charge. The goal of this book is to make you aware of what is possible. It will point you in the right direction so you can understand how to manage the estate properly. Believe it or not, you may be able to do more with the author's estate than they ever did in their lifetime. About me. My name is M. L. Ron, Michael LeRon. At the time of this writing, I am the author of over 70 books of science fiction and fantasy and self-help books for writers. I also host a popular YouTube channel for authors called Author Level Up that has nearly 40,000 subscribers. I've spoken at many renowned author conferences, and I built a writing career while working a full-time job in insurance, raising a family, and attending law school classes in the evenings. I understand the author life because I live it every day. I decided to learn estate planning because I realized that if I died unexpectedly, I would be leaving a mess for my family. Unless I did something, my books were going to die with me. I wrote a book on estate planning for authors, and in the process of planning my own estate, I realized just how difficult this process can be, especially for heirs. If the author is still alive, I would recommend purchasing my book, The Author Estate Handbook, as it is a great conversation starter. Combined with the book you're currently reading, you and the author will be able to get on the same page before they pass away. It will make managing the estate much, much easier. Disclaimers. Nothing in this book should be considered financial, tax, or legal advice. For specific help, you need to contact a financial advisor, accountant, or lawyer in your area. This book also assumes that you are finished with probate, or that you didn't need it. It's a good idea to settle the estate or get your estate attorney's permission before you start taking the actions I recommend in this book. Otherwise, you could find yourself in violation of probate laws, and we don't want that. Take care of the final arrangements. Get the estate settled, and get yourself okay with your attorney and the court. Take all the time you need to grieve, and get yourself in a position to manage the estate. Then, take the steps in this book. While some urgent things need attention after the author passes, nothing is more important than taking care of pending legal matters and yourself. Also, if you make a mistake at any point in managing the estate, be kind to yourself. There are very few manuals or resources on managing author estates, which is why I wrote this book. If you can avoid the biggest mistakes that I discuss in this book, almost everything else is fixable. You're on a journey, and you won't always get it right at first, but you'll get better with time.